For more than 50 years, Gruber has been telling it straight. That won't change. Here's Gruber.
My next guest here, when he was a junior in high school, we were just entering World War II, I think. So he has no memory of any beer parties when he was a junior in high school at 17, because that was like 116 years ago. I'm just joking. Alan Sachs here with us, the president of the Stormy Daniels fan club. Professor, welcome back.
You can't joke about old men.
Old white men.
Old white men. You can't joke about them. In fact, it's probably the only group left that you can joke about. But I always tell my students that age is also protected by civil rights legislation.
Yeah.
But we never think about that. It's always women or various ethnic and racial groups. They're the ones protected. But I have a double whammy. I'm an old man and also suffering from terrible disabilities. I can hardly walk.
You're infirm, yeah. Well, then it'll be easier for you to sit down and shut up then, won't it?
That's right. And, yeah. Or stand up, like the senator from Hawaii said the other day. She said to all the white men, she said, said something like, I'm quoting her, shut up and stand up. And I want to tell her, I can't do that. I can't stand up.
Stop picking on the old guy. All right, you've been a student of this, Professor, for a very long time, obviously, from your position there at the University of Texas. Give me an idea. Have you ever seen, I've seen the Bork smear job, assault and destruction and the policy of personal destruction, but I have never witnessed something like this. Let's go through the facts. First of all, the facts of Dr. Ford. She pointed to four people that were allegedly at this party, she claims, when she was 15 years old and Brett Kavanaugh was 17. Four have said, no idea what she's talking about. I was at no such place, saw no such thing. And now you've got a new accuser, Ramirez, saying that Brett Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a college party, and she named people who would corroborate her story, and they all said, we have no idea what she's talking about. So you have of course, she's also demanding an FBI investigation, as they all are, even though there's nothing and no corroboration from anyone. They're completely uncorroborated allegations taking down a Supreme Court nominee, and I would tell you right now, I believe the chance of Brett Kavanaugh getting confirmed is less than 50-50 and fading by the hour.
I would agree with you. Just the accusations made hurt. And I'm amazed that these United States senators, men and women alike, like Senator Blumenthal, Senator Gillibrand, the senator from Hawaii that we discussed earlier, they all say, I believe her. That's
and
not
how
the
could
way
you?
To do things. I believe her.
How could you believe her? You haven't even heard from her.
That's right. But I believe
how would you
her.
Even know?
And in fact, the second woman, the one at Yale University, I think, who admits that she was drunk when something happened. And even I think that the New Yorker magazine said that she could not have any corroboration.
Yeah, no corroboration. And it took her six days with her attorney to figure out what she remembered. That's what's in the... She spent 6 days with her attorney to decide what she remembered and what she didn't. And apparently admitted at one point, not sure if it was Brett Kavanaugh or not. And then you've got the sleazy porn lawyer, what's his name, Avenatti, says that he's coming out with... Another accuser, of course, he's the Stormy Daniels attorney, your hero. And so, it's just a garbage fest.
It really is. And it started long before this, you know, with the hecklers coming into the hearing, shouting and screaming, you know, and everything else. That is impermissible. And they came in there shouting and screaming. And I think that the Senator Grassley, the chairman of the committee, is such a nice old man, that he didn't want to have them carried out immediately. So he let them scream for a while, but that was terrible. Then eventually they were escorted out of the room. But the whole thing, I think, has been very well orchestrated.
Of course it has. I mean, make no mistake. Mazie Hirono.
That's right.
Mazie Hirono on CNN over the weekend asked about the presumption of innocence. She sidestepped the question and basically said, you know, he's against abortion. I mean, that's what it comes back to. It's about power. It has nothing to do with what's supposed to be happening and how it's supposed to be handled, right?
In fact, the senator from Hawaii was asked the same question about it, and then she immediately started talking about Justice Kavanaugh's judicial record. You know, well, okay, focus in on that. But she was asked a question about the women and then immediately flipped and started talking about his judicial record.
And never answered the question. That's the point. Never answered the question. Do you think the kids in your classes there at the University of Texas are paying attention to what's going on? Do you think they care?
A few, but not many. And again, I think it's just like in the broader society. There are some on the left that believe everything. This is terrible. what those Republicans are doing to get him on the U.S. Supreme Court.
And I think it's awful going both ways. I agree with you. You know, those on the left believe one thing, those on the right believe something else. Based on what? Neither side could have any conclusion whatsoever.
But my conservative students generally are very quiet. They don't say anything. Again, this is very anecdotal. They just sit there and sort of smile. But they don't say much. And I had one student last week in regard to something, a similar conversation, and I heard him go out the door saying, "I don't want to say anything. I don't want to be accused of being a racist or anti-woman or something like that."
Right.
He actually said that.
Don't want to get smeared by this crowd.
And this is a 20-year-old student who says, "I don't want this. I don't want to get smeared. I just want to go."
Let me ask you this though, because you've got that Senate race in Texas where you are.
Right.
Beta O'Rourke, whatever his name is.
Right.
Running against Ted Cruz. Latest polling, I see Ted Cruz +9. I think that's another mirage for the Democrats chasing their tails. I think the Democrats are going to lose Florida. They're going to lose Indiana, North Dakota. Ted Cruz obviously will hold on in Texas, I believe. And then I saw something else. Bob Menendez in New Jersey, only up by 2 points because he's corrupt and they all know it. And I wonder if there could be another surprise coming, because if the Democrats run Kavanaugh down the road and the Republicans pick up 2 seats or 3 seats or 4 seats in the election cycle, which is entirely possible, if not likely, they're going to end up with somebody a lot more conservative than Kavanaugh.
By the way, didn't President Obama admit in one of his books that he wrote even before he became president that he had been involved in illegal drugs in some way?
Yes. Yes, he did.
I think he admitted that. And yet nobody pays attention to that. You know, that's pretty bad for our society, too.
Yeah, illegal drug use, cocaine use. That's exactly right. Professor, greatly appreciate your time. As always, go mold those young minds, would you please?
It is increasingly tough, and I want to go in there and just not say anything, just get out alive.
Just get out alive.
Literally.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
Back to the Stormy Daniels stories. There he goes, Professor Alan Sachs on his way out the door. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you.